Remember that the coolest cats among us at one time or another did a total faceplant in the middle of Duck Duck Goose. Hi, this is Coach Sarah, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is Sarah Axelrod. I'm a run coach and a lover of poetry, and I'm here to put the fun back in profundity. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached in love. And if you need an anchor to hold on to as you move through a tough situation, you've come to the right place. Today's mantra is big booty. Big booty. The other night, I watched my kid play an entire game of musical chairs against herself and her stuffed animals. I didn't even have to play. All I had to do was take chairs away one by one because she didn't have any room in her hands and press play and pause on Let It Go as she did the rest. It was the funniest thing I have ever seen her do. Parade around with armfuls of dolls and stuffies, only to furiously stage a battle between herself and each of them for each available chair when the music stopped. I have never seen anyone commit to a fiction so thoroughly. Last week, Captain Awkward gave some beautiful and heartfelt advice to a reader coping with depression who asked for help with small talk in their current state of being. I'm a deer in headlights, the reader wrote, and I can't think of something that's even vaguely interesting and not some form of, I'm super depressed, so I can't remember, sorry. And I know that's fine to say sometimes, but I don't want that to be my response every time someone talks to me in person. End quote. Captain's response was, as always, compassionate and sound, a reminder that it's okay not to be okay, and that you're not ruining anyone's day by being upfront about what's on your mind, and you also don't owe them anything you aren't comfortable revealing. Then she tells a story about herself, having moved to Chicago in her 20s, taking improv classes to try and force herself out of her shell. Quote, my nice teacher and scene partners would do a thing, and then it would be my turn to yes and them and add my own thing, and I would just fucking stand there silently like I was Amelie, minus the fun smirk or any trace of whimsy. End quote. Oh, I feel that so hard. And then Captain Awkward goes on to describe the also way too much extra warm-ups that they did for this improv class. Zip, zap, zop, and big booty. And as soon as I read the words big booty, I was thrust back in time, as if in a time machine, to freshman orientation in college, standing in a big circle of, I'm sure, equally petrified freshmen as the upperclassmen initiated us to the uninhibited line with the following chant. Big booty, big booty, big booty. Oh, yeah, big booty. And then it was like a call and response. Big booty number one, big booty. Big booty number two, big booty. So when the person in the middle looks at you and goes, big booty number one, you have to respond, number one, big booty. And if you flub your response to the caller, it's your turn to be in the middle and start shouting big booty at people you've never met before. So I was terrified before I got to college, but this was the game that told me I would be all right. For me, once I'd played big booty with someone, there was really no remaining facade of coolness or aloofness or withdrawn understatedness. There was nothing understated about any of this. And I could look at any person in that field and think, I know what it sounds like when you shout the words big booty. We were thereafter divided into small groups to go off on our backpacking trips before school started. And big booty was so beloved, we would take a hiking break, drop our packs, and play it in the middle of the Adirondack Trail. I'm sure the other hikers really appreciated us. I stayed friends with a few of the other students on my trip, though not all of them. And yet, whenever I caught sight of them somewhere on campus, I could confidently muster a friendly smile and wave, even if we hadn't spoken in months. Because after all, if I closed my eyes, I could imagine their booty dance. I know that social anxiety is real, and that it doesn't go away by just trying a little harder. And I know that sometimes being out in public and having to answer the question of how are you is a truly fraught situation. And I know that sometimes the thought of that situation is enough to convince you to stay home. And I am not saying that you should just get over yourself and big booty your way out of the house. What I am saying is this. You are not silly, or at least you are no more silly than anyone else around you that you look at and think, wow, they seem to really have it all together. Because that person has definitely gotten their shit owned at musical chairs, whether they remember it or not. That person has played Zip Zap Zop at their earnest improv class, and they have bellowed the words, big booty, big booty, big booty. And sometimes it helps to remember that you are not alone. You are not a drag. You are not a killjoy just because you are not okay. You are human, and it's okay not to be okay. And the person you are looking at, too, may be showing you a calm surface, but find a way to remember that you're not seeing everything underneath. So, the mantra. In those moments when you feel like you are just too much of a bummer, imagine that put together person you have to chat with in the elevator in a field yelling, "Big booty number one." And I guarantee you that even if you are not a conversational superstar, when you say hello to them, they are human too. And I bet they're glad you showed up. I know I always am. You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And if you need more reasons to believe that, follow at Morning Mantra Pod on Instagram and subscribe to the Coached and Loved weekly newsletter.